So it is a privilege and honour to have upper management of Jarvich Properties with me today. Vernon Vogt, is that right?
Vogt. Yeah, it's great, yeah.
It's not bad, is it? I mean, and also Dylan Skewers. Now, Dylan, you're a co-owner of the company, and Vernon, you're the principal owner of this wonderful business. So, first of all, who are you? For people who maybe have sort of from another planet.
Afternoon, Dave. Thanks very much for having us.
Pleasure, pleasure.
And hello to all the listeners out there. So Jarvich started 55 years ago, a very strong national presence. Our involvement with Jarvich started actually in Shawi about 13 years ago and covered Umtumzini and Richards Bay. We then had the opportunity to take over the Bolito branch about 5 years ago, actually during COVID. And since then, we now have three offices. One here, which covers Shlanga and the greater Bolito area. And then we've got the Umtumzini office and then the Shawi office, which covers all the way up to Richards Bay.
I think it's very brave of you to have done what you've done with COVID. I mean, everybody else was scared except you. How was that? I mean, big decision?
It was sort of an opportunity we couldn't really let go. And at the time, you know, everyone was working remotely, so it actually worked out quite well because we didn't have to really, you know, go into sorting out, finding a rental to put the office. So it was really just done online in the beginning, and then slowly we've grown and we've got more and more sort of better, very good quality agents. And and here we are now. We've got a nice. We've doubled our office space. And
things really are good for Jarvich at the moment. They really are. So, 50 agencies, am I right?
50 agencies
in the north on the north coast. Yeah,
yeah, that's right, Dave. Thanks again for having us on. Yeah, it's there's a lot of competition out here. You know, there's some really really good agents and some really good agencies, and you know we it's a privilege to work with some of those guys. And you know, what we do to try and stand out from the crowd is, you know, we're very fortunate to have a deep knowledge of this area. Mm. I was fortunate enough to be born here in 1981 and I grew up in this town. I've lived here ever since.
That makes me feel very old. 1981.
Yeah, so okay. So we've watched it transform from the little seaside town to what it is today. Yeah. I mean, we very rarely go through to Durban or Umhlanga anymore, apart from school sport on Saturday mornings. We've got, the best shops, world-class medical facilities, and obviously some of the best beaches in the world on our doorstep. So we're very pleased to have grown up here, and we can't think of a better place to raise our kids.
Are you all mates in the business, or is there huge competition, and does that stop you from becoming friends?
No, we're very lucky. We've got a very close-knit team.
I mean the other agencies.
I've grown up with most of the guys. Yeah, yeah, obviously there's healthy competition, but you know, we find it's better to, you know, to work with the guys. At the end of the day, we've got a service to provide to our buyers and sellers, and we invite all the other agents to work with us on our properties. It's about getting the results for our clients. So we embrace working with the competition.
All right, so your sales team, what are you actually looking for when you employ somebody for your company?
So we're very lucky that we've got a very good sales team. We're all fully qualified. We're a very close-knit team, just as much as the community is close-knit. We all have young families. We respect each other's time. And I think that kind of rubs off on the way we deal with our clients. You know, we treat everyone with respect. And we've been fortunate enough, to have wonderful follow-up business, carryover business. And it's kept us busy through a bit of a challenging period.
The North Coast is just growing and growing and growing. Am I right? Especially Bolito. As you say, 1981, I think, was a couple of sugarcane fields.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, the size of it now, I mean, it's it rivals Umhlanga. It really, we've got everything here. You know, we don't need to leave for too much.
You see, I drive every day back to Westville. It's 100 k's a day. Maybe I should be talking to you guys about buying a property. You never know. What makes the North Coast, though, the place to live as opposed to anywhere else?
There are so many reasons, but I think today, if you look at today, is a perfect example of why people are choosing the North Coast. It's the lifestyle, it's the work balance, work-life balance, and the climate. You look at today, while most of the country was probably wrapped up in coats and sitting in traffic jams. Our typical winter morning is starts with a light jersey tossed over our shoulder or probably just tossed in the car.
Well, I had a swim this morning. I had a swim. Exactly. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. Winter.
And then you go for a stroll along the promenade with a coffee in hand, and you know you basically along with like-minded active people. A couple hours later, you strolling into the office in your Salt Rock suit, which is normally some shorts and a golf shirt.
Yes.
So that's, you know, you don't see that in other places in around the country, especially with the climate. And then, it's just a place where I think you forget that there is a winter. You know, the sun is always up and you know, it's...
Maybe I mean, it's a little bit chilly in the morning, a little bit chilly at night. The daylight today is absolutely stunning.
Exactly, yeah.
No, we're very lucky to live where we live. I mean, if you geographically even, you know, if you travel 2 hours north, you're in the bush. If you could travel 2.5 hours inland, you're in the burg. So we're in a very, very lucky place to live.
Yeah. I was in the UK last year and it was -5. And it rained for the full 5 days that I was there. Yeah, not a place to live. I need to ask you a question about Cape Town, if you don't mind. Have you seen the program Listing Cape Town? I'm sure you have on the TV with all those
bits and bobs. Yeah,
there you go. Okay, so we talked on the news today about a house that sold for 249 million rand. Now I can't believe that somebody would pay that kind of money. What is the difference between Cape Town and here? I'm making it sound very, really difficult about what I'm asking you. But why so expensive there as opposed to this beautiful Ballito area?
Cape Town, it's an absolute world-class city, and I think you get a lot of international travel there, you know, guys coming with dollars and pounds.
Yeah.
A sale like that, it's a very fortunate agent. I'm sure he celebrates it after that sale.
He's probably retired, I would think. What kind of money? No, I won't ask you what he'll make. It's fine. Do you guys only focus on sales, or are there rentals involved here as well?
So, yes, obviously sales are a very strong focus of ours, but we commit equal amount of time and resources into our very, very successful rental team, headed up by the wonderful Karen Turner. Karen's got over 10 years experience in property and specifically rentals in Ballito, but I think more importantly, she's one of the kindest people I've ever met. And, you know, she's got the patience of a saint, and she just gets the...
What do you mean working for you?
Yeah. Working for Vernon. The human factor, it's an interesting fact. You know, every time you're dealing with someone, it's a new person, and, you know, people have, you know, conduct themselves in different ways, but you never know their background or their story. And she's just got the patience of a saint, and she just gets the most wonderful results for her tenants and her landlords. So, her and all of us, we're very fortunate to be supported by an amazing admin team. We've got Raquel Demir, who heads up a lot of our admin in our office, makes sure we're all looked after. And then we've got a very talented marketing manager, Rebecca Oscroft. I'm not too sure if you've seen our social media pages, but it's not this hard-hitting property price the whole time. It really is why we live here. This is why we live here, and focuses on our lifestyle element as well on the North Coast.
Do you know, after all this praise, I reckon, Vernon, there's going to be people knocking at your door tomorrow for a pay rise. I just think you should be careful in what you're saying.
Funny, we actually had someone ask us while we were waiting outside. Yeah, so.
You're kidding me?
Yeah.
Not for a pay rise, for a job. Yeah.
For a job?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, so finally, I think, how do people get hold of you? I mean, can they come and visit you at your office? Do we go to a website? What's the easiest thing to do, Vernon?
As Dale mentioned, we've got a strong presence on social media.
Social media.
That's Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. So they can have a look there. You can just go onto our website, which is jarvitz.co.za.
Well, it's easy, isn't it?
Yeah. And we're all there. And
all those properties for sale, I would imagine, will be on the website.
Correct.
Everything is there. And then I would phone the agent involved. The agent's name, I presume, will be next to the the property for sale.
Yes, absolutely. And we've also got a lovely office just behind Lifestyle Centre here in Warne House, and we invite anyone to pop in and have a coffee and come and chat.
I was going to say, how's the coffee? Is it decent?
That's good. That's good. Our other partner, he grows his own coffee, so we're lucky to have his own coffee.
That's not bad.
But yeah, we invite anyone to pop in and see us at Warne House, come and chat about anything property related, and yeah, we'd love to meet you.
All right. And finally, how are sales going generally at the moment, countrywide? Is there an upsurge?
We've actually been very fortunate. I've just come back from our Jarvitz National Conference, and through what we hear has been quite a tricky time in the market, we had a 20% growth year on year.
That's huge, isn't it?
That's national. I think locally here we're well over 50% from last year to this year.
That is massive. That's huge.
So we've had a wonderful following, a lot of repeat clients. We work on our networks, not necessarily just relying on new inquiries coming in. We've built wonderful relationships with a lot of our clients, and we're very fortunate that they've followed us on our journey.
It's lovely that you're getting repeat business as well from people who say, you know what, we need to downsize now. We've been in this house for 10 years.
Yeah. I think that's the important thing is just maintaining those relationships. It's not a one-time wonder. It's maintaining those relationships going forward.
These two gentlemen are very, very genuine. I'm telling you, I would buy a used car from either. Anything you want to add before we say goodbye?
No, just, as Dill said, we'd welcome anyone to the office. Come meet the team. Very friendly, very well-qualified team, and we've also got good coffee. So
fantastic. Welcome. Great talking to you.
Thank you, Dave.
Great stuff.